Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you today? I hope your day is sunny and special and that you are safe with people you care for. So, I need to tell you something. I love science. I especially love science experiments. I've always been curious about the way things work. When I was a kid, my dad gave me a big book that had pictures of different things you could find all around you, and it explained everything. For example, it would have a picture of a car, and that car would be broken down to all its parts, each with an explanation of what it does. I would read this book with amazement. That same curiosity has followed me as I have grown up. It's all about asking questions. Why is the sky blue? What makes bread fluffy? Why do leaves change color? Every time you ask a question, you set off on a journey of discovery. Always be curious and ask why. Okay, friends, let's get started with our Ramadan Circle Time intentions. So my intention today is to gather with you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Excellent. Now let's bring in the happy thoughts by thinking of that one good thing that happened to you yesterday. Keep it simple, but keep it special to you. I'll start. So yesterday, we spent the morning making forts in the living room with chairs, sheets, and pillows. It was a lot of fun. Okay, take 5 seconds to think of your good thing. I'll wait. Wonderful. Our story today is about a teacher. One day, a teacher walked into his classroom and told his students that he would be giving them a surprise test. He handed out the test and then asked the students to turn the page and begin. The students stared at the page, confused. There were no questions on the page, just a black dot in the center. "I want you to explain what you see on the page," said the teacher. Each student wrote about the size and the position of the black dot on the page, trying to explain it as best as they could. At the end of the day, the teacher read all the answers one by one, and the students listened. "Your test will not be graded. I want you to think about something." Every student focused on the black dot and not on the white page. Our life is very special, and we have so many reasons to be happy and hopeful. Just look around to the sky, the trees, our friends and families. Even with all these things to be happy about, we choose to focus on the dark spots in our life, like a bad day, the bad weather, something mean we heard, or disappointments that keep us upset and anxious. Let's shift our attention to the white page and all the happy things we have in life, said the teacher. The students were shocked. He had something special to say, and they heard it. Let's think about this. Life is going to have a lot of good and a lot of bad. It's up to us to decide what we're going to focus on. Keep reminding yourself of all the blessings in your life and hold on to those thoughts as often as you can and say, Alhamdulillah. Take some time today to talk to someone you love about how they focus on the good things in life. Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.